From our studios on the campus of Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C101.5 FM.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're going to be featuring part three of our four-part tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his performances with the National Philharmonic Orchestra, as well as the London Symphony Orchestra. Charles Gerhardt basically single-handedly caused an interest in film music for film music fans in the 60s, 70s, and 80s with his fabulous re-recordings in the RCA Classic Film Scores series. There were 15 LPs released in the RCA Classic Film Scores series, and there were a few other albums that were released on other labels like the Chesky record label, Verez Saraband Records, and Citadel Records. And most of the time, Gerhardt would actually focus his attention on Golden Age film scores like Eric Wolfgang Korngold, which was his first release, Franz Waxman, Mikolaj Rocha, Alfred Newman, and Max Steiner. But on today's program, we're going to be featuring music from two contemporary film composers, two that are actually alive today, unlike some of the classic film composers that he worked with in the 60s and 70s and 80s for his re-recordings. They've all sadly passed away. He recorded music from the Star Wars trilogy from 1977 to 1983, as well as worked with composer Lee Holdridge on one of his last film score re-recordings. So on today's program, you're going to be hearing music from the Star Wars trilogy, including music from Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. We're also going to be listening to music from the 1977 classic science fiction film called Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And this re-recording by Charles Gerhardt, 21 minutes in all, is one that I consider to be the best re-recording ever recorded. And then we'll move on with the last 40 minutes or so with our program onto composer Lee Holdridge, and we'll feature music from The Beastmaster, the television show Wizards and Warriors, as well as the documentary The Great Whales, and we'll also feature an extended suite from the remake of East of Eden. So it's going to be an interesting program for sure. Now, Charles Gerhardt was first introduced to John Williams' music from Star Wars when he actually attended the recording sessions for Star Wars in 1977 with the London Symphony Orchestra. Now, John Williams' music for the Star Wars trilogy is easily the most important symphonic work of the latter half of the 20th century and is quite possibly the most famous film score of all time, that being Star Wars. And, of course, Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back are up there as well. The explosive orchestral sound, which has been absent from theaters for quite some time up until 1977, helped propel Star Wars into being one of the greatest films of all time. The approach to scoring the film was quite simple. Take the best of what was old, like the works of Eric Korngold and Franz Waxman, and make them new again. That's what John Williams did, and what John Williams has been doing for the past five decades or so. Williams used Wagner's leitmotif way of composing, where characters and locations would receive their own theme, and it proved to be a brilliant move by Williams. Themes for Luke, Leia, the Force, were all in Star Wars, and then onto Empire Strikes Back, where Williams would introduce the trilogy's most famous theme, the Imperial March, and the theme was given to the film's greatest bad guy, Darth Vader. The Jedi Master himself, Yoda, would receive a noble theme. And we moved on to the last film, Return of the Jedi, where Luke and Leia would receive a brother and sister theme. The cuddly Ewoks would get their own theme. And then there's a theme for the Emperor, which would play a prominent role in the prequel trilogy, which would be the first time, actually, that in a Star Wars film, a theme was backed by a male chorus. But those are only a few of the themes, or leitmotifs, that would be introduced in the Star Wars trilogy. You'll hear most of them on today's program. Now, Charles Gerhardt was so impressed with the music that he knew that he had to record the Star Wars music himself. So following the huge success of Star Wars, John Williams made a concert suite of the music for standard size orchestra and public performance. It's in five movements. Gerhardt liked very much the way the music was put together from the film cues, and the music does not follow the exact running footage of the film in all cases. And he actually conferred with John Williams on two things. Gerhardt wanted to use, for the Star Wars album, the original film orchestration for large orchestra, which included 11 woodwinds, 8 horns, 4 trumpets, 3 trombones, 2 tubas, timpani, 3 percussion, 2 harps, piano, celesta, 26 violins, 10 violas, and 10 cellos and 6 basses. This is basically because the extra depth and the sense of space of the larger orchestra impressed Gerhardt very much when he first saw a preview of the completed film. Secondly, he asked Williams to include one more movement, the track called Here They Come, a short, brilliant scherzo depicting a chase and a flight between spaceships and the Millennium Falcon and TIE Fighter, to be more specific. And he included that piece in the movement and rearranged a bit in the playing order of the now 6-movement suite. Now, in our first suite, we're going to be featuring a track called Little People. It's a goofy and fun little theme for the Jawas, who take C-3PO and R2-D2 hostage after they land on the desert planet of Tatooine. We'll then move on to, as I said, one of the action highlights of the film, featuring the Rebel fanfare in all its glory. Again, the track is called Here They Come. And then we'll end the suite off with a beautiful concert arrangement for Princess Leia. And this is the concert arrangement of Princess Leia's theme. And now music from Star Wars, composed by John Williams and conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you. I don't know. Some people get sick of me playing Star Wars on the program, and music from Star Wars is probably the most played score on the show in the past 9 years or so, but I never get tired of listening to this stuff. It's just brilliant music. The AFI even honored Star Wars as being the best score of all time. John Williams won the Academy Award in 1977 for this score. It's just wonderful music, and I'm always pleased to present it on today's program. So that was Charles Gerhart conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra in a re-recording of John Williams' fabulous music. And that comes off an album called Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Star Wars, music from John Williams' classic film scores. And that's available on RCA Victor. It's out of print, but I did some searching on the internet yesterday, and you can get this for a pretty good price used. Just go to Amazon.com. or eBay, and you could probably get it for $10 or so. It's a fabulous album. We're going to have more of it when we return from the break, as we are featuring a tribute to conductor Charles Gerhart and his fabulous re-recordings done in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And on today's program, we are featuring mainly John Williams and Lee Holdridge, two fabulous contemporary film score composers. So when we return, we'll conclude our look at Star Wars, and a little bit later on in the program, we're going to be featuring re-recordings from The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. You're listening to Cinematic Sound right here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Programming that's different. This is C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, right here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and on today's program, we're featuring music conducted by Charles Gerhart and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra and London Symphony Orchestra, and we're featuring mainly two contemporary film composers on today's show, John Williams and Lee Holdridge, as Gerhart recorded music from the Star Wars trilogy, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and various scores by Lee Holdridge, which is an album available on Citadel Records, which was recorded by the London Symphony Orchestra. During this suite, we're going to be featuring the last two Star Wars cues on the music of John Williams and his classic film scores, Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Star Wars, available on RCA Victor. First, we'll be featuring a cue called The Final Battle, which is actually a combination of three cues from three different moments in the film. This track opens up with music from the tractor beam sequence where the crew of the Millennium Falcon discovers the Death Star. Before they have time to escape, the Death Star's tractor beam locks down on the Millennium Falcon and draws it into the gigantic space station. The cue then moves on to Ben Kenobi's death. Vader strikes down old Ben in front of Luke, and Luke can only stand there in disbelief. Leia's theme is played in tragic fashion as Luke, Han, and Leia, with Chewbacca and the droids, jump into the Millennium Falcon and escape. The cue then segues into the latter half of the space battle, the final space battle. There are a few weird edits in this performance, including a very different finale, but it works for a concert performance. The last cue that we'll play, of course, is the fantastic The Throne Room End Finale, with the end credit sequence from Star Wars. The Throne Room, for concert purposes, has been extended to include a delicate performance of the Force theme. I actually like this arrangement very much, but some despise it. Well, what can you do? This is actually one of the reasons why I love re-recordings, that you get to hear different interpretations of the music. And now here is more music from John Williams' Academy Award-winning score to Star Wars, featuring conductor Charles Gerhart and the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Again, music from John Williams' Academy Award-winning score to Star Wars, released in 1977. You heard in there the throne room and end title, as well as the final battle. It all comes off an album called Music from John Williams' classic film scores, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Star Wars, featuring conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Available on RCA, Victor will be returning to this album a little bit later in the program to feature the fantastic 21-minute suite from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You're listening to Cinematic Sound's tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and London Symphony Orchestra. We're featuring on today's program music from two contemporary film composers, John Williams and Lee Holdridge. During the first part of today's program, we're going to be listening to music from the Star Wars trilogy, and now we move on to The Empire Strikes Back, released in 1980, which is arguably the best film out of all six that have been made, and it's also John Williams' best score in the entire saga. Now, some have suggested that this re-recording with Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra is so brilliant that it rivals the original soundtrack recording. That's a bold statement. And there are some parts in this re-recording that are actually superior to the original soundtrack recording. We get the Fox fanfare, which I feature at the top of each program, to the superb finale, and it's featuring some exhilarating performances of high quality from the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Almost every track is outstanding in execution and arrangement. However, the trumpets have a hard time with some of the performances as they sound a little sour almost all the way straight through this recording. However, we get some major highlights, including one of the rarest recordings of Han Solo and the Princess. I think this has only been recorded a couple of times, as well as the brilliant use of the carbon freeze version of Vader's theme, which opens up the Imperial March. This version has never been performed except on this album. Also, you get concert suites of such cues as the asteroid field, Yoda's theme, and you get the three parts from the Battle of Hoth, which is the first major battle in this film. This is a high-quality and heart-pumping collection of music from one of the best film scores of all time. And now I'm pleased to present at least three cues for you before this hour is done. We're going to open up with the fantastic Imperial March Concert Suite. This, as I said, is a different version than from any other version you will ever hear. You'll also hear a rare recording of the Han Solo and Princess Leia theme, and then we'll end it off with the fabulous ballet in the stars called The Asteroid Field. This is music from The Empire Strikes Back, all music composed by John Williams, featuring conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.